scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So Father's Day's coming up here, like what? Like less than a couple weeks?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it like the 17th? Yeah, 17th. Well, here's a great gift for your father for Father's Day. Marketing Daily claims that A1 Steak Sauce is selling meat-scented candles for Father's Day.
Yum.
It's a limited edition. It's 9 ounces. Comes in 3 different scents, including original meat.
Ooh, original meat.
Backyard barbecue. And my personal favorite, classic burger.
Classic burger.
Yeah. It's a hand-poured candle. It's going to burn for 70 hours and cost you about $15.
That's about 69 and a half hours too many, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be nice at first to be like, oh, what is that, burgers?
Well, it would just make me hungry. And then after a while, I'd be like, this is actually a disgusting concept.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a little novel for a bit, and then you're just like, wait, what?
Just like burning meat in your living room.
No, thanks. I'll go with lavender.
If you're interested, A1MeatScents.com is where you can go and get these delicious-smelling candles for Father's Day.
Meat Scents. It sounds like they're leaving it open to maybe another, some more products.
Yeah, maybe like, some brisket.
Or maybe, like other scented kind of products, like meat deodorant.
Ooh.
Meat cologne.
Well, there's that one company that makes bacon just about everything. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what they're called.
A1's got to catch up. They got to compete.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. Well, Johnny, you wear glasses.
I do.
I could wear glasses. I choose to wear contacts.
You choose to.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later.
You should wear.
I can't. My glasses don't feel right anymore. I don't know. Right. I'm just used to contacts. But anyway, if you need glasses, apparently you may be smarter than the average Joe.
Really?
A recent study out of the University of Edinburgh, I never know how to pronounce that, found that people with higher levels of intelligence were almost 30% more likely to wear glasses or contact lenses.
Nice.
Researchers have not found a reason why impaired eyesight and intelligence go hand in hand, but it sure is a win for anyone labeled four eyes as a kid.
Yeah, I never got called four eyes.
Oh, is that a thing anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a thing anymore.
I hope not.
A lot of kids wear glasses these days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like glasses. I think they're nice.
They look distinguished.
They look cool. The only thing is I can't go swimming in the pool with them on.
What do you do?
I just take them off.
And then you just can't see.
And then I'm just blind.
Oh, there you go.
It's pretty awful. But it's a lot of good stuff in there. Meat, scents, and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. That's trending topics for this morning.